This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Adventure delegating responsibility for the information that comes from Talkers Magazine and what the world of talk radio is doing for this week, the week of July 31st to August 4th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with professionals from the world of talk, associated with the DJB show, Victoria Keelan, associated with the Good Day Enterprise, Rich McFadden, and associated with Evil Thoughts.
Good morning.
Joe Crummy.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
The only thing crummy about you are those sunglasses that you wear. And if you go to joecrummy.com, you see Joe in these really cheap-looking sunglasses.
They are cheap.
Better pair of sunglasses. Come on, pal. Maybe I'll send you. Next time I see you, I'll go sunglass shopping with you, and we'll buy some. Go to, what are the sunglasses hut? Isn't that where you go to buy sunglasses?
Yeah, we'll do an L.A. thing. We'll go get some sunglasses.
Yeah, that's totally an L.A. Don't go buy glasses there.
No?
That place is just a license to rip you off.
I'm going to lose them anyway, so that's why I never buy them. You know, I lose it there.
Sunglasses for Meredith there last week. You know, I've never been into it.
Wait, you picked out sunglasses for your girlfriend?
No, I picked them up. She picked them up.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wow, that's a bold move.
All right, let's Well, it's a birthday time. It might be an idea. The charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. That's where I have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. And each week they do the research, 52 weeks out of the year, as to what's going on the 1,100 or so talk radio stations with all those hosts around the country who talk about the issues of the day. This is news talk radio, political talk radio, some people refer to it as, and not all of it is. One of the great segments in talk radio usually finds its way into the number 10 position, and this week is no different. Major League Baseball, the fact that NFL started preseason game, what do they call that bowl, the game in, it's the...
That's the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame game, that's it, right, okay. Yeah, so that's at number 10. Number 9, something that I will admit right up front is something I know nothing. I don't even know who Jake Flake is, or Jeff is Jake Flake.
Jeff Flake.
And what his book is about, Victoria, what's this all about?
Well, I didn't know either, Doug. I just did a quick Google, and it looks like Flake might be the right last name and description. He's a Republican from Arizona who has a new book out that pretty much everyone on the right is blasting, saying he's just self-aggrandizing. He apparently is very unpopular in polls right now. He was against Trump, and then he's for Trump, and then he's against him, and he's all over the place.
Who is he? So what? Who cares? George King could be like Trump. He's write a book. So who gives?
I don't understand the big.
He's trying to channel. I used to work in Arizona, and he's trying to channel Barry Goldwater because he named his book. He used the same title that Barry Goldwater did in his book back in 1826. And conscience of a conservative. He's against Trump on trade. Victoria's right. Right now, he does not like Trump for a number of reasons.
It seems like that'll change again.
So what? Is he that we would pay attention to him versus me, you, Rich? Victoria, why? Who gives a rat's you know what?
I don't know.
I think. Why was this? This is one of these things. It looks to me like news media. This guy's got a PR person that's pretty good, apparently.
Well, he's trying to sell a book,
right. Yeah. He did his job. He won.
And here we are. Yeah. He's done his job because we're talking about him, and we don't even know who he is in reality. Okay. Next, number 8, the dictator of Venezuela. This is Richie's bailiwick. He loves to talk about the past and present bad guys who run Venezuela. What is there about Venezuela? That attracts.
I love the fact that Venezuela is there because then all of the Bernie Sanders fans and all the other communists in the United States, I just get to go, hey, look at those guys. They're doing pretty well, huh?
So, Mr.
Case
Maduro,
closed. Argument done.
Mr. Maduro is a commie. Is that basically in the, well, yeah. Is that the history of Venezuela?
Well, he would be what your typical South American socialist is,
right.
But really what he is.
A typical run-of-the-mill, daily,
absolute,
ordinary socialist.
It's just a beautiful example of how it doesn't work. So
communism.
I love, communism, socialism. I just love it, and I just go, there you go.
And weren't they a totally oil rich nation too?
Yes,
didn't
still are.
Used to buy like a lot of oil from
they
Venezuela,
have,
and they still screwed it up. Is that right?
They still have tons of oil and screw it up.
They still screwed it up.
So I'm going to inject something here that Victoria has heard me say during the course of the week, but you haven't, Joe and Richie. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to lay this on you. This is something that there's no explanation for. There's almost no comment. But you can, thinking about the oil in Venezuela brings me back to the Iraqi war, the declaration of war, and George Bush in one of his most remembered speeches says, we're going to go into Iraq, we're going to clean it up, we're going to get rid of Saddam Hussein, and it won't cost the taxpayer a penny because we'll use all of their oil to pay for the war. Remember that? How many people remember him saying that? It would not cost us a penny. And $3 trillion later, we have not sold one nickel's worth of oil from Iraq. Whatever the deal was that Dick Cheney made with the Russians, all the oil went to the Russians. And every place except America, we didn't get a red dime or a nickel out of it.
That's why you like evil Trump, because he says we should steal it all, take it back.
Take it back. And then, not only that, Joe, and this is the plus side for Trump, he says, he started asking this question this week when he was questioning what was going on in Afghanistan. Why aren't we winning? What's going on? And then somebody whispered in his ear, or he figured it out on his own, or whatever happened, that somehow during the Afghanistan war, all the mineral rights were sold to the Chinese. We were told by the powers that be, never mind worrying about the Taliban and never mind worrying about Afghanistan, we'll pay for the war with their mineral rights because they've got huge copper reserves. So what happened to that deal? The Afghanistanis sold the rights to the copper to the Chinese. So we get no mineral rights out of Afghanistan and pay through the nose for that war, which goes no place and does nothing and nobody any good but the military industrialists. And in Iraq, the exact same thing, only it's oil instead of mineral rights, goes to the Russians. And we are sitting here with our thumb in our ear, writing checks, the American taxpayer, to enrich and engage the military-industrial complex, which, in one way, is another way of looking at how silly we are. Do you know, over the course of the years that America has been in existence, we have spent $52 trillion dollars on wars.
Yeah, I heard and you. Yeah.
You heard me saying that. All right. Anyway, okay, I don't want to be redundant. So,
food for
thought. Yeah, it's amazing. Upcoming, the success story of the Dow this week. First, though, a word about how you can be successful here. The success to health, the road to health, is paved with great intentions and also paved with great opportunity. If you've never tried Superbeats, and yet you've heard me and others talk about it, Richie's been on Superbeats for a long time, man. This stuff really works.
Yep.
You should get
I'm
Joe
hooked.
On it. Yeah. Well, it's because it energizes you. It's because it helps your circulation. It helps you in all kinds of ways. People even say, this is not a promotion or part of their promotion, but I know people who are on Superbeats who swear that because they are on it, the energy has caused them to lose weight. I don't know that that's part of it, but it makes sense, I guess, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Healthy blood flow, the exercise that you do. Look at all of the athletes who use Superbeats, whether they be college athletes, professional athletes, amateurs. It's a very good way of efficiently getting blood to every part of your body so you have the energy that you need, the stamina you require.
Without those monster energy drinks or Red Bull or something like that.
No,
that's so bad for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible for you.
If you drink Red Bull or if you drink monster energy drinks, I challenge you to put them down for one day and try Super Beats.
Yep. That's all you have to do. You've got to get them first, Richie. Here's how you get them. Call 800-655-4183. Take Richie's endorsement, Victoria's endorsement. I have them every single day. They are light dry. The secret is there's non-GMO beets are grown on farms all around the country. Then they cook them, and there's a light drying process before they're powdered. So the dietary nitrates are protected. Nitric oxide that is created by these nitrates opens up the arteries and gets the blood flowing to your muscles, to your brain, everywhere in your body. Great for supporting your health and well-being. So boost your productivity, boost your good feelings, because when you feel good, you do better. Everybody wants to feel good, and you will with Super Beats. 800-655-4183. You can order anytime. Call now while you're thinking about it. Super Beats give you a 30-day bonus supply free with your first order and free shipping as well. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen when you dial 800-655-4183 to take our advice, get on the program. You can also order them online at a special website. Go to DougLikesBeats.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's all about the jeans. Plus, take an extra 15% off your purchase. With an extra 15% off, Junior's distressed jeans are $18.69. Kids' jeans are just $12.74. And young men's denim is only $20.40. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Earn it on everything. Spend it on anything. Game on. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer. Valid August 4th through August 13th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Radio pros discussing the discussable things that have been on talk radio, news talk radio, the issue-oriented stations, number 7 on the list. Good news for those of you who have a 401k, they ought to be thriving. The Dow has hit 22,000 for the first time this past week. A lot of good news. People say, well, if the Dow is doing so well, why isn't the rest of the economy doing that well? Well, who says it isn't, number one? Housing is very strong. Automotive industry, not so good. But the automotive industry isn't so good because what happened after the 2008 crash, for the 3 years after that, nobody bought any cars. The car company went into the buck. Oh, my God. That's when they went broke. Remember? General Motors goes bankrupt because nobody's buying any cars. All right, so what happens? The economy comes back. Everybody goes out and buys a new car. How many all of us have bought new cars in the last year or two, right? With the exception of Joe, who drives a 1918. Whatever.
Was it Toyota and somebody else getting ready to build a new plant in 4,000 jobs 4, in the United
jobs
States?
That we're going to go to Mexico. But the audio business is off a little because everybody's saturated with new cars, so it's not a bad sign. Being 22,000 on the Dow, good sign. 21 half the hour.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Here we are at 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Crummy, who has a website which is fairly entertaining, considering those glasses and all. Evil Thoughts.
You know,
podcast every day. You can listen to him go on for hours and hours and hours with his thoughts of what's going on.
There's no end to the evil. There's
never
no evil thoughts.
An end to the evil.
Endless
so,
evil.
Here to counter evil is Victoria Keelan, who is Snow White without the seven dwarfs. She has one dwarf, and that's Rich McFadden.
That's right. Sophie. Actually, right now, sleepy.
Sleepy.
Yeah, really. No,
he's
tell me about
he's sort of all
it.
Of them wrapped
yeah,
into
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah, right. All right, so we're going through the stories on the list for this week from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find, that's your reference point. You can go there and get the, you can find what you'd like to do. And as a matter of fact, if you want to listen to a podcast of the countdown every week, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, right, Richie? blogtalkradio.com/countdown, and you can listen to the podcast of this program. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Department of Justice, number 6, taking action against sanctuary cities, and I don't get this at all. I don't get the up yours. I understand we have a fractured, diversified country. But who in the name of God, in their right mind, thinks any of this stuff makes sense? All right, Crummy, you live in California.
Which respect do you not get?
I don't get how these people basically give a middle finger to the rest of the taxpayers and want to have these people stay here at government expense.
So you don't understand sanctuary cities. Is that's what you don't
understand? He's on our side on this one. No, he's on
I understand, but I'll be damned as a part-time resident of Los Angeles if I want a penny going to help protect people who are there illegally and ought to be thrown out of the country, and yet the Californians, you nutbirds in California, and I guess I can be considered one of them part of the year, want to take taxpayer money to protect these people. Huh?
Well, yeah, and then what you've got is Sessions is saying that he's going to withhold money from four cities in particular, two of them from California, but one of them is Baltimore, one of them is Albuquerque, and the two in California are Stockton and San Bernardino. And what he's saying is,
Withhold money? What are they...
Well, in other words, he says, you know, you guys get funds, you get federal funds for fighting evil crime, you get federal funds for doing this and that. Guess what? You don't get them.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Good.
And really, all the Justice Department wants is if you have somebody in jail and you know their status is illegal, just let us come take care of it. They're not asking you to take care of it. They're asking you to let us know that they are there, and then we'll take care of it.
We'll take custody, right? We'll
take custody. Louis, what were we talking about this week on the DJV show? It was some guy that I brought up who was, once again, he'd been here like 20 times or something, deported, and he was responsible for killing. There was some horrible act, heinous act that he committed. Do you remember that story I just talked
about? The San Francisco shooting? You mean that one?
No, it wasn't a shooting. It was
I don't remember something week.
You're thinking of the guy who died in the truck in San Antonio. And he was an MS-13 gang member and got deported and was trying to sneak back in.
Right back.
And the way the news reported it, it was because he missed his family. He wanted to be with his family. But the guy had been arrested many times, MS-13 gang member, and was finally deported and was sneaking back in.
So Trump says he wants to get rid of MS-13. Is he going to be able to? How do you do that? It's like trying to get rid of the Taliban, isn't
it? Yeah, they're pretty entrenched. Gang warfare is something that can be fought. So, yeah, you can take care of it.
Yeah, you can?
Yeah.
How do you do it, though? What do you use for resources?
Well, I mean, you start deporting some of the bad guys because a lot of them are illegal.
Come back again. Like the guy who fried in the truck. So what's next?
Send him back again. You just got to be vigilant.
Put him in another truck. Kill him again. He didn't kill him good the first time. Kill him the second time.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Stomp out that cucaracha.
There you go. 28 past the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, C is for Chrysler. Chrysler announced sponsorship of Sesame Street. The company have found a unique way to introduce kids to the new Pacifica minivan through TV's most famous show. In addition to sponsoring the show, Chrysler is creating a multimedia campaign that will pair Sesame Street characters and the Chrysler Pacifica minivan. They will create 10 co-branded videos for parents across the brand's digital and social media platforms. The videos will include an unexpected ride with the Muppets. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And stay big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle. Or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour now, you're listening to an overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio every week. These professional broadcasters, some people refer to them as professional boofcasters, but I don't. They are broadcasters par excellence, especially Victoria Keelan, who's here, the one woman amongst these den of thieves, Joe Crummy, who's so evil, damn evil, it's hard to describe how evil he is, but you'll find out if you go to his website, Evil Thoughts Podcast, available on iTunes. He's got on there, you can see all of the stuff about his books and what he's doing, what kind of underwear he wears. It's all there in the archives of Evil Thoughts. Right. And then the McFadden, who ultimately is, he tries to play an evil guy, but he's really not an evil guy. He's just
I so want to be the bad guy. I'm stuck at that.
You're a wannabe evil.
We can have Joe the evil guy and Richie the bad guy, and then Victoria and I will be the good guys.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the way it's always been anyway. All right, let's see here. We're going through the top 10 stories. We're at number 5. By Fear of Information Sports is 10. Jeff Flake's book, Who Cares? 9. The Venezuelan dictatorship, 8. The Dow Jones breaking the 22,000 mark is 7. Sanctuary cities is 6. North Korea. Can somebody please stamp this little worm out? Put
him
and Justin Bieber on some boat that will sink.
That's a reality show I'd watch.
Pacific. Get rid of them.
I just don't get. We have so much control over China fiscally, financially.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we just don't put put it on them.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what? For the next 30, 60, 90 days, whatever it takes you guys, we're going to shut off all imports. I mean, yes, it would hurt us, and it would, but just the threat of saying we're going to throttle your imports, because without the United States, China go broke.
Nothing. No, without,
And so one of the things that I hear that they're thinking about doing is just the threat of that could put, which is named Xiao Jing, the Prime Minister of China.
Xi Jinping.
Right.
Him too.
And Ching Chong. In jeopardy of his job, and then the military could chuck him out if it looks like, uh-oh, here comes, you know, fiscal doom for us. Right. I don't understand why we don't put our thumb on that.
You know what I don't understand? The Secretary of State Rex Tillerson this week said it. Nobody gives a care, but he said, you know what, we're not your enemy. And I love that. I'm stupid, but I'm all for making
money. We haven't done anything to them. What are we doing? Nothing.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Why? It's like, well, because they hate us. Okay. Well, then, you know.
They don't hate us. They don't know anything about us. They don't have any connection to the outside world. We're talking about one squirrely little rabbit who's obviously out of his mind and has a little wee-wee, and so he's trying to take over the world in some way, shape, or form, the way everybody else with small wee-wees, like Napoleon and Putin and all the rest of them. They want to take over the world. Because they can't hold love in their life. So,
do you get the feeling that a lot of these?
But if we just got him a girlfriend, it would be okay.
I don't know that he wants a girlfriend.
Yeah,
maybe he wants a boyfriend.
Putin or Ping.
Right. Like Dennis Rodman.
Ping and Putin. That could be a radio show.
Yeah, a joke.
But do you get the feeling that Russia, China, India, all of these developing or other large industrial nations are trying to... China needs us, Russia needs us, but they're trying to knock us down so that they can be the big... So how do we all work together to take the big gorilla off of the king of the hill down off of the top of the hill, the United States?
Well, yeah, I mean, the problem, Rich, with China needing us is we need them, too. You know, so that's kind of an issue.
Not near as much as somebody. Let me tell you something. We could crank up Japan and South Korea easily to take over the industrial things that China gives us.
India, too.
Yeah, and India. Yeah. India would be glad to jump in there and take over some of the industrial things that China's doing.
Tata Industries.
Well, I think we are China's the second large trading partner. I think the EU is a tiny bit more than the US, if you look. Yeah, I think that's 28 countries. Why do you want to fight about that?
It's like 28 states. It's like 28 Delawares.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. It's like 28 Delawares.
Well, we got 50 of them.
I think that's the end of that conversation. Can we move on?
Simple math.
The deafening sound of
dead. I'm just saying that Rich is wrong, and that we need.
You're
China,
right.
I'm right.
All right, next. There you go. That's it. Number 4 on the hit parade this week. All the staff changes at the West Wing. You're fired. You're out of here. Get lost. And I think this, I've said this probably every week we've done this program since Trump was in office, that you will see that as in his business and with his own personality, if you can't perform, you're gone. He doesn't have loyalty to anybody but his family. And so if you can't hack it, see you later. And I think that's where all this is. But his choice of people or whoever is bringing some of these people in, like Scaramucci, was a drug addict, for God's sakes, a cocaine head, and what he's doing in there. Why, you saw by his actions how irrational he was because of his drug usage, so how do you ever get there in the first place?
I hadn't heard this. Boy, are you saying he's got some kind of a coke problem? I did not know this.
You're serious. You're not serious.
I'm totally serious.
I mean, there must be some reason. His pregnant wife just filed for divorce, so there's got to be something else going on behind.
You think he's all high on cocaine?
Yes.
You know, that tape that we heard when he called Ryan Lizza, I believe, from the New Yorker. I listened to it yesterday. He sounded normal. He didn't sound too bad, beside all the dirty words. He sounded not as crazy as I thought.
Well, but under the circumstances, you just don't do that kind of stuff and expect to survive.
Yeah, it's not that's not DC.
But I mean, but you're mentioning the cocaine, and I hadn't heard that.
Well, nose around a little.
Scoop. Doug's got the scoop.
Really? Pardon the pun. Nose around a little. Get it, Joe?
Woohoo! Yeah, I get it.
I'm so naive. Victoria was this morning. What were we talking about?
Tom Wopat.
Wopat gets arrested for sticking his finger where it shouldn't be. And
in a woman.
They find a cocaine something in his car with a blue straw. And I said, what's the significance of the blue straw?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And Victoria said,
you have to snort it. And he goes, well, why is it blue? I'm like, I don't know. Tom Wopat prefers a blue straw. Other people use different colors. We're like explaining to Doug how the whole thing works.
You have accused Anthony Scaramucci of being a cocaine freak.
But you think I'm the only one in the world who's come up with that?
I didn't know cocaine was still a thing.
You'd be surprised. It's, you know, the 80s are back in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Well, listen to this New York City. I bet you, you know some good stuff, girlfriend.
See, here's the thing. I may have started this rumor about Scaramucci, and I didn't publicly.
I knew somebody started it somewhere.
Somebody I know who's a drug rehab counselor started. And it isn't a rumor. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but he thinks everybody's on drugs.
Everybody he comes into contact is because that's what he does.
Right. But I had said that it would not be surprising to me if Scaramucci was a cokehead because all the Wall Street guys are cokeheads. I know a lot of guys who work on Wall Street. It's just a thing.
Yeah, they're all amped.
Yeah, I mean, they work crazy long hours. They need an adrenaline rush. They're adrenaline junkies.
All they need
is why
they're
in that business.
They don't need an adrenaline. Go get Super Beats.
But now Scaramucci apparently denied snorting coke in front of the White House.
Yeah, he did it behind the White House, right.
In front of the White House press corps.
Willie Nelson was up on the roof going, you got to come up here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, weren't they accusing Trump of being a coke freak, too?
No.
When he was
I haven't heard that.
No,
I don't think he is. No, there's a guy who is wired, and he's not on drugs.
No.
You would not.
No alcohol, no drugs, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I've never heard any rumors like that at all.
No. That doesn't. You know,
people, people were talking about that with Trump, that when he was going
during
the debate.
Look at the people you talk to, for God's sakes. Who are your friends? They're all evil.
No, you're the one that's saying Anthony Scaramucci's a doper, and I'm just.
I didn't say that about Trump, though.
No, you didn't, but other people did.
What credibility they have.
Oh, was that when he had like a...
I have credibility.
Sinus infection or something, right?
Yeah, right.
That's, okay. Yeah.
Thanks for the joke coming here for the purposes of adding to the color of the conversation and taking all of our abuse. But when you got a website and a podcast called Evil Thoughts, what are we to render in terms of our own elasticity of brain material? What are we to get except that Joe Crummy is evil, right?
Yes, I am.
Order to hear those evil thoughts, you go to iTunes. Crummy's name is spelled Crummey. Get it right. Otherwise, you'll get some other crummy podcast that really is crummy. There are two kinds of crummy podcasts. The ones that Joe does that are really good, but his name is spelled with an E-Y. And then there are the ones that the podcast people like Blog Talk, they categorize them all together as crummy podcasts. And they're all, thousands of them, crummy podcasts. But it's a small C and no E. All right? So the real good ones are the crummy
ones. Well, the E stands for evil. That's right.
That's it. Right. Okay. Richie, I think we found ourselves at 44 past the hour and possibly a time for a respite.
Indeed we did, sir.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, so you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. pretty soon you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
According to a survey conducted by Publicis Health, this summer, two-thirds of Americans will spend time outside without using anything to protect their skin. To combat this issue, they're teaming up with the Skin Cancer Foundation to take skin cancer education on the road with the Destination Healthy Skin RV. The 38-foot RV, customized with two private exam rooms, is traveling the country offering skin cancer prevention and early detection information, sunscreen samples, and free full-body skin cancer screenings provided by local volunteer dermatologists. The RV will spend 2 to 3 days in each community it visits. The Skin Cancer Foundation's Destination Healthy Skin program is supported in part by Publicis Health, the largest health-oriented agency network in the world. They are proud to work together with additional partners to help the Skin Cancer Foundation educate Americans about this highly preventable and treatable disease. To see if the RV is coming to a city near you, visit DestinationHealthySkin.org.
47 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, yep. Victoria Keelan, overviewing the top stories. We have number three, the discussion of health care. Why waste our time? What actually, is there a deal? Was there some, it was every week at the end of the week, there's a deal. I don't think there's, is there a deal?
No, I think everybody's realized, okay, we're all going to have to start chatting and just see how we can kind of fix this thing. The Democrats.
All they got to do is flip one person, that Susan Collins in Maine or that Mazurki lady, wherever in, where is she?
Murkowski.
Alaska, some godforsaken place. Yeah, well, all they have to do is flip one of these chicks and they got it. They only need 50 votes.
Flip one of these chicks.
Well, so they only need 50 votes and they bring in Mike Pence's 51.
You guys are beyond saving.
I like Trump's idea. Just let Obamacare implode, and then there's nothing.
But that, I see. Now that's I know what he means, but that's a horribly irresponsible thing to leave lives hanging in the balance by just letting it fail. That's not what a president should say.
You know what? It's good. They've been trying to fix it for years, and it's going in that direction anyway.
Well, we all know it's going in that direction. But I mean, that's just like saying, yeah, let's not bother. Trying. Let's just let it fail so it looks bad for the people who didn't fix it. But the people who are suffering.
If you don't like that answer, then somebody get off their butt and vote for something better.
It's the
But the problem is, Rich, and I agree with you, but we don't have time. We don't have enough time to vote somebody else in to fix it. It's going to fail before we have another election. It's just, I think he says a lot of crazy things, but I thought that was horribly irresponsible to say as a president.
It's the reality.
Yeah, you know what? I think in reality, though, if you took a close look, and I could be wrong on this, but they had a transition period. So when Trump is going, we're going to let it fail. It's not really so. It's not going to just stop one day. They were building into it a transition period that was going to be a year or two buying time. So. That's why I think nobody really took it seriously in the know, because they realized that that really isn't much of a threat. It sounds great on paper, but in reality, it wasn't really going to be there. Unless, of course, I'm wrong, which never happens, of course.
Oh, my God, no.
All right. I'm just waiting for my insurance to go up another 30%. That'll be fun.
Right. It's the same kind of thing when you talk about it got voted in. The same sort of thing as the Iraq War. Everybody buys into it, drinks the Kool-Aid, and screws everything up. That's all it is. Let's go along to get along, and then it's a miserable reality. Russian sanctions, what are the 715 different things that you can't do now with Russia?
Duh.
Duh.
And Trump hates it.
Number one, the Trump phone transcripts being leaked. What is
outrageous? Outrageous.
That's what's wrong with this White House is he's got so many detractors that are leaking all this information. It's
deep staters, bureaucrats, wrong. AG Sessions having a press conference.
Joe Crummy, thank you with your evil thoughts. We appreciate you being here. Richie, thanks.
Thank you.
Victoria, thank you. 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I urge him in the name of law and order to desist from this one-man crusade and turn himself into the police.
Let's see the money, man.
Call him a mad vigilante. Call him a hero. Either way, he's always on target. Never make a death wish, because a death wish always comes true.
So how many of those movies made? Six, I think. Wasn't there five?
Four or five.
Five of them, yeah. Charles Bronson and what happened to his wife, et cetera, et cetera. And then he takes matters into his own hands and tries to vigilante his way through life. Actually, it's interesting when you look back at these movies now, how simplistic they were, the quality of, you know, just the way it was put together in terms of production values, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it was a big franchise. Those two voices you heard, I could describe the actors, couldn't tell you what their names were, but they were actors that were around in the 60s, 70s, 80s, who were character actors.
Right. Well, the policeman in that trailer was played by an actor named Vincent Gardenia, who had a part on All in the Family back in the
Gardenia was the second voice. The first voice was a guy with white hair who had a sort of square jaw, and I can't remember his name to save my life. But Vincent
Gardenia.
That's
very descriptive. I'm sure the audience knows that person very well now.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here with Movie News. So why do we have Death Wish in our sights, in our focus?
Because yesterday MGM released a trailer to a remake of Death Wish, which stars actor Bruce Willis, going to be directed by Eli Roth, a pretty exploitive director who did the Hostel movies, that horror franchise. And it was interesting when I watched the trailer, because I don't know, in 2017, watching a remake of Death Wish trailer felt, and it just felt a little weird. I don't know if the material fits into our time, and seeing an actor like Bruce Willis, who is a really good actor, doing this type of material. I don't know if I use the word. There's no such thing as controversial anymore, but I remember in 1974, vaguely, when that movie came out, Death Wish, that was taken very seriously by the American public. And it, even though it was an exploitative type film, it was very well received by the American public.
Well, people could identify because those sorts of things were going on.
Especially the people who lived in New York City back in the 1970s.
And they were frustrated because law wasn't, the powers that be were not exercising, the law was not protecting people, and so there were a lot of folks. I remember the Bernie, the guy in the subway, what was his name?
Shot.
Remember him? Bernie something or other. Yeah, that was the whole vigilante era. It was.
Yeah, but think about how many movies you can think of right now. I mean, I can probably come up with 10 where a cop has been wronged, his wife has been killed, his family's been done, and he's kind of a rogue cop vigilante. I mean, almost every cop movie you ever see is based on that premise.
Well, in a sense, the Harry, what do you call it?
Dirty Harry, yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of like that from that scene.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just think the difference with the Death Wish material is when you do it straight. Like, the first one was done in 74 as a very straight drama. The sequels were bombastic, especially Part 3, which is one of my all-time favorite B-movies, where you had Charles Bronson as the lead mowing down, like, 60 gang members in lower New York City. This remake takes place in Chicago, actually, where there's a lot of, obviously, a lot of turmoil.
They should probably watch the movie in Chicago. Maybe take a few lessons.
It's very, but just I think Chucker made a really good point. In 2017, I just watched this trailer with Bruce Willis. It's so incredibly violent, and especially being set in a place like Chicago, I don't know. I don't know if this is just in bad taste or bad timing. I don't know, but this is not a movie I would ever watch. This just looks horribly violent.
Too much violence anyway.
Way too much guns.
Having Victoria said that, I got to be honest, I can't wait to see it.
Oh, boy.
Of course. Hi, what else this weekend can you not wait to see? What's on the docket this weekend for new movies?
Two movies open nationwide. The Dark Tower, based on Stephen King, long novel material. Reviews are poor. Matthew McConaughey and Isla Alba star, tracking at around a $20 million opening, which would be a disappointment. And then there's a drama titled Detroit, which is about civil unrest, a true life incident in 1967, Detroit. Reviews are really good, directed by Catherine Bigelow, who won the Oscar for The Hurt Locker. That one's tracking at around a $13 million opening. Overall, Doug, box office this summer is off 9% year to year, despite the fact that Wonder Woman's going to do $400 million at the box office. I think people might stay away from the movies this weekend as Sharknado 5 airs this Sunday night on the Sci-Fi channel. The great Ian Ziering and the awesome Tara Reid star once again.
But,
in this,
you know, part of the promotion for it, but part of the Bernie Getz, thank you. That was
right, Bernie Getz. That was him.
Part of the promotion for that was Donald, the release of the news that Donald Trump was considered to be president in Sharknado 3.
Yeah, I read that.
9 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.